Lesson 16. Who was Job? In the land of Uz, there lived a man who worshipped Jehovah. His name was Job. He was a very rich man with a large family. He was kind, and he helped poor people, women whose husbands had died, and children who had no parents. But just because he did what was right, would Job himself never have any problems? Job did not know it, but Satan the devil was watching him. Jehovah said to Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth. He listens to me and does what is right." Satan replied, "Of course Job obeys you. You protect him and bless him. You give him land and animals. Take it all away, and he will stop worshiping you." Jehovah said, "You may test Job, but you are not allowed to kill him." Why did Jehovah let Satan test Job? He was confident that Job would not fail. Satan began to test Job with a number of disasters. First, he sent people called the Sabaeans to steal Job's cattle and donkeys. Then fire destroyed all of Job's sheep. Another group of people, the Chaldeans, stole his camels. The servants who were looking after those animals were killed. Next came the worst disaster. All of Job's children died when the house where they were feasting fell on them. Job was heartbroken, but he did not stop worshiping Jehovah. Satan wanted Job to suffer even more, so he caused sores to break out all over Job's body. Job was in terrible pain. He did not know why all these things were happening to him. Yet, Job still worshiped Jehovah. God saw all of this, and he was very pleased with Job. Satan then sent three men to test Job. They told him, "You must have sinned and tried to hide it. God is punishing you." Job said, "I have not done anything wrong." But then he started to think that Jehovah was causing these problems, and he said that God was not being fair to him. A young man named Elihu had been quietly listening to the conversation. Then he spoke up and said, "What all of you have said is wrong. Jehovah is greater than we can understand. He could never do anything wicked. He sees everything and helps people with their problems." Then Jehovah spoke to Job. He said, "Where were you when I made the heaven and the earth? Why do you say that I am not fair? You speak, but you do not know why things happen." Job admitted his mistake and said, "I was wrong. I had heard about you, but now I really know you. Nothing is impossible for you. I am sorry for what I said." When the test was over, Jehovah made Job healthy again and gave him much more than he had before. Job lived a long and happy life. Jehovah blessed Job for listening to him even when it was hard. Will you be like Job and keep worshiping Jehovah, come what may? You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome Jehovah gave. James 5:11. Questions. How did Satan test Job? How did Jehovah reward Job? Job 1:1 through 3:26. 4, 7, 32, 1 through 5. 34:5 and 21, 35:2, 36:15 and 26, 38:1 through 7, 40 verse 8, and 42:1 through 17.